environment, the food and all that, right? Does he know anything about the gardener? And the tree? No. Isn't that your story? Yes, you're here. See, why are you here? Where are you before this? Where are you going after this? You don't know anything. Your existence is enigmatic like this to you. Yes.
The other worm, too, is in the apple. But its spirit is outside, bearing the banner aloft. Its movement splits the apple asunder. The apple cannot endure that shock.
Do you remember this apple? A bite of this. This is that knowledge. Even if you're living in the knowledge, you could be ignorant. The worm is living in the apple, but is ignorant. The other one is living in the apple, but will break the apple, will come out. Yes.
Its movement has rent veils. Its form is a worm, but its reality is a dragon. The fire that first darts from the steel puts forth its foot very feebly.
This is the difficult part for you, because for you, you have the gas lighter peak like this. In Rumi's time, that doesn't exist. So you have a little bit of some wool, something like that. Maybe chemically improved a little bit, you put it down and you have one stone and one piece of metallic stuff. You do this and there are this little stuff that comes out. You will say, yes, when you do that, it's that little stuff. But when it is in place and it works, it will start the real fire. Yes.
Cotton is its nurse at first, but in the end it carries its flames up to the ether. At first, man is in bondage to sleep and food. Ultimately, he is higher than the angels.
How could we say this again for you to remember always? That the human being at the beginning is just the animal, eating and sleeping. At the end, it could be like the angels. Means what? The angels are adjectives. But the good stuff, they don't exist really. All the different angels are different adjectives of God we're talking about. You would say at the end, the human being could be that angel. Means having that meaning without any need to have physical existence even. Yes.
He illuminates the dark world. He tears the iron fetter with a needle. Though the fire, too, is connected with the body, is it not derived from the spirit and the spiritual? The body has no share in that glory. The body is as a drop of water in comparison with the sea of the spirit. The days of the body are increased by the spirit. Mark what becomes of the body when the spirit goes. The range of thy body is an ell or two, no more. Thy spirit is a maker of swift flights to heaven.
This is a good dimension to understand, to really know always. So, because look at you. Your physical existence is not even 1 cubic meter. But your spirituality is global. This is the difference of stuff. Yes?
In the spirit's imagination, O prince, 'tis half a step to Baghdad and Samarkand. The fat of thine eye is 2 dirhams in weight. The light of its spirit to the lofty region of the sky. The light sees in dream without this eye. Without this light, what would the eye be but room?
Again, another example in Rumi's time was fantastic to find this. He said, okay, let us talk about your thinking. What is your major stuff for understanding? Is your eyes. You see, you understand, right? He said, excuse me, when you're in sleep, there is no light around, but you see. with what you do you see in your dreams? Yeah, there is a dream light in your dream, which is magical. Nobody knows how it works. Even now we don't know how it works. Because even physically there are some movements over there when there is no lightness and stuff like that. Here, you'll say, look at it. You're looking is possible with the light? No. Because in your dream, you see it without light. Or there is another kind of light. Yes?
The spirit is unconcerned with the beard and mustache of the body. But without the spirit, the body is a carcass and vile.
Yeah. The spirit here, the word is not a spirit. This is something which is very difficult because there is Ruh, which is a spirit to us. This is Jan. Jan is the life. Then we say there is life of life and blah, 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 and all that. Here we say your life has nothing to do with the beard and the mustache and that kind of stuff because these are not you. But when this Jan is not here, all of those stuff are dead, period. Yes?
Such is the magnificence of the animal spirit. Advance further, behold the human spirit. Pass beyond man and disputation unto the shore of the sea of the spirit of Gabriel.
What you're looking at is the receipt for something. What are we talking about is one step further to see the spirituality of the people. This is what we are here for. Your brain is busy with what? Something we say qiloqal. Just saying nonsenses. Philosophically means you sit down and you say, yeah, Avicenna said this, and Hafez said this, and this said this. This is the conversation that goes on and on in the schools, right? We say this is nonsense. What is this? Put aside this, he said that. You should go and approach to another kind of information. Somebody said like this, so what? That somebody is the most clever fellow now, right? 100 years from now, that fellow is stupid. So what? What is that someone said this, someone said that? There is one saying only, and that's that angel, Gabriel. Do you remember what does he do? He will bring the message from God to us. This is what I'm talking about. Because that's how the prophecy will happen. What the magical stuff he wants for us will happen like this. Yes?
After that, the spirit of Ahmad will bite your lip, and Gabriel will creep back in fear of you, and will say, if I come one bow's length towards you, I shall be instantly consumed.
Magical, and not easy to understand. He said, listen, if you put aside this, they say that, and blah, blah, you shut it up and go to the ocean of Gabriel, then you know it. And you don't need even the prophet, because you know it. Even the Gabriel will go back, because Gabriel will say, if I come closer, I will burn. That's how you become, because you become the source of light. This is that understanding we are talking about. The understanding which is not coming from this saying and that saying. The understanding that it appears in your heart. You understand it, period. That's what it is. Yes?
How the slave was indignant because no reply to his letter arrived from the king. Truly, this desert hath no head or foot. That youth without a reply to his letter, is aggrieved.
Okay, suddenly you realize that the stuff that he's trying to explain to you, to him, is the desert with no limit, because it goes everywhere. And it should change everything in your brain. So he said, okay, this desert I'm talking about has no beginning, no end. Let's go to the guy who is very tired of not receiving the letters. Yes.
And says, oh, 'tis a wonder. How did that king give me no reply? Or the carrier of the letter behaved treacherously because of the torment.
I think that was you. This is how you think, right? Okay, the king didn't give it to me. Maybe that fellow cheated me. Because you want to blame someone, no matter who. Because you're running away from blaming yourself. This guy who had the shortcoming and they started to reduce his budget doesn't get it. It's a letter to the king, a stupid letter. All the compliments were cheating, and at the end he wanted some money, and king said, oh, let go of that, is stupid. Here he will say, this is what it is. The way your brain is thinking, that the king didn't do it, or maybe, yeah.
The carrier of the letter behaved treacherously because of the torment and concealed the letter and did not show it to the king. Or he was a hypocrite, a piece of water beneath straw. I will write another letter.
A piece of water beneath a straw doesn't have a meaning in English, does it? No. But in Iran, everybody knows that when they call you, that stuff under the water means you are a cheater. Because when there are a straw in the water, you don't see the water. Water is hidden, the only thing you see is the straw. So the knowledge doesn't come out and things like that. Yes.
I will write another letter by way of test and seek another accomplished messenger. That heedless man ignorantly puts the blame on the emir and the steward and the letter carrier. Never does he go round about himself and say, I have acted perversely, like the idolater in religion.
Yes. As simple as that. He turned round and round and round. At the end is this, that look at this stupid guy I'm talking about. He blames this fellow, that fellow, that fellow. He doesn't understand to blame yourself. Change yourself. You want to have another kind of life? Change yourself. It's a piece of cake, because you will change no matter what. By aging, you will change. By talking to people, you will change. By listening to people, oh my God. That chick, 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 chick cell phone in your hand is changing you. Yeah, everything is normal to you. No, you will be a different person. By every action, every moment of your life, you're changing yourself. So, don't count on this. Look for a better one. Don't try to make the compliment and propaganda for this and show off and all that. Because we are talking about the people that they see something which is behind all of this stuff, which is hidden to you, but they will see it. This is the subject. این طبیبان بدن دانشورند بر سقام تو ز تو واقف‌تر تازه قاروره همی بینم به حال که ندانی تو از آن رو اعتلال هم ز نبز و هم ز رنگ و هم ز دم بو برند از تو به هر گونه سقم پس طبیبان الهی در جهان چون ندانند از تو بی گفت دهان هم ز نبزت هم ز چشمت هم ز رنگ صد سقم بینند در تو بیدرنگ این طبیبان ناموزند خود که بدین آیاتشان حاجت بود کاملان از